Izumi Kobayashi, Executive Vice President of the Multilateral Investment Guarantee Agency, MIGA, speaking to correspondents in Geneva, said the UNCTAD Global Investment Monitor analyzes the most recent trends in global investment and assesses its prospects. And there's good news and bad news.
The bad news, to start with, is that the global FDI declined by 18%. It's a kind of a double dip, so to speak. And indeed, the global FDI recovery has derailed. And the good news is that developing countries weathered very well of this global decline.
Mr. Kobayashi outlined what's happening in each region. In Africa, he says, foreign direct investment, FDI, is recovering.
That includes North Africa. There was some investment from Europe to North Africa, to Egypt, for example, and also some very good investment to Tunisia and continued to Morocco.
South Africa and Angola were also recipients, although he notes that investments slowed to Angola in 2012. Looking at China, Mr. Kobayashi says FDI declined by over 3%, but it still remains at a high level.
My assessment is, knowing the country and the FDI, that FDI in 2013 and 14 will remain at a similar level, remain at this high level, but I don't expect a kind of a significant decrease. It's just moderate.
Investment flows to Latin America have increased, with a large amount going to natural resources. Mr. Kobayashi outlines where the increase was the strongest.
And the increase mainly happened in Chile, Peru, Colombia, and to a certain extent in Argentina. Brazil remains the largest FDI recipient. In fact, Brazil is also the fourth largest now this year globally.
Overall, global foreign direct investment flows fell by 18% to an estimated $1.3 trillion. An in-depth analysis of FDI trends will appear in the World Investment Report 2013 to be published in July. Jerry Adams, United Nations.